Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Welcome to Ask the Manager Mondays, your chance to ask Better Together General Manager Kevin Undergaro and Assistant General Manager Kelsey Meyer your questions about the Better Together brand and questions about life in general. And now, your managers, Kevin and Kelsey.
See, love will steer the stars. You guys, happy Monday. Welcome to this edition of Ask the Manager Mondays. Shout out to DJ Pooja Pooch. Bringing in the fifth dimension in the age of Aquarius. By the way, how about these songs just manifested what's going on today?
I know.
So many, these were the creators of the song, the singers just ahead of all of us.
Really are. True. You know? Kind of crazy.
Have you ever heard this song before?
When was this? Yeah.
I think late 60s.
I recognize the chorus. I don't recognize this part. But I think they've used this in shows and
you guys,
stuff.
It's your Monday. I'm going to go out. I'm going to say it right now.
Whoa, what?
I want to call Monday. I'm not ready to say Monday's the... We can't say Monday's the new Friday. I'm not ready to say Monday's the new Thursday. Mm. I'm going to say Monday's the new Wednesday.
Okay.
How about that?
Whoa. I like that.
Cash me outside.
It's the new hump day?
I'm just saying, you know, I think we got to get over this whole, Monday used to be...
A toughie,
right? But then, I don't know, I'm starting to think new scams.
Well,
right?
After I've watched WeWork or WeCrush, now their whole slogan was, can't wait for Monday.
Can't wait till Monday.
Here we are.
Yeah, well... I just feel like, listen, guys, it's the start of the week. It's new.
It's exciting.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a fresh slate.
Clean slate. Yeah.
All sorts of new mistakes we can make this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
All sorts of new fails.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
All sorts of times we can put our foot in our mouth. So many people we can offend.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Possibly.
All fresh. Forget
endless.
Last week. Here we go. Second part of the song.
Okay.
Right? Let the sun shine. And people, wherever you are on this Monday, okay, we're in May now.
It's freaking crazy.
We've got all of this winter stuff behind us now. Come on, this is the time for the good stuff.
That's true.
Let the sun shine.
May. How is it May?
It is May, people.
Wow.
Which means it's the summer of Kev.
It's the summer of
no,
Kev.
No, it's not the summer of Kev.
I thought it was the summer of heel.
It's the summer of heels.
Yeah.
Summer of heel.
It's the summer of heel, which... a lot of healing, but then along with the healing we get to have a few laps, don't we?
Yeah.
That's part of the healing process.
That's right.
Yeah. Right?
That's right. And it was Mother's Day yesterday. So shout out to all the moms.
All you moms.
We love you guys.
Happy day after Mother's Day?
Yeah. It's Mother's Day week, really. They should have more than a week.
I'm telling you, I have a great gift idea.
Ooh.
For next year's moms.
Okay.
I think I'll just hold it back.
Wow. Keep us on our toes.
I need to do more research on it.
Okay.
But you guys, I'm really digging these red light
therapies,
masks for your skin and for healing. And I feel like, and some of them now that you actually put on physically as a mask. And if you go on YouTube, it's great. There's people who've done them for like a year or two. And just be careful because, you know, you don't know what's an ad or not. Mm-hmm. But I'm intrigued. Mm. Anyway, this is not Regular Guy Friday. So we will leave that tip in there just as a tease. Because remember, this Friday, you'll have a new episode of Regular Guy Friday.
That's right.
And, you know, and shout out to people who are giving us comments on Apple Podcasts. Because, yes, we've had a few people mention not only Regular Guy Friday, but Ask the Manager Mondays.
Huge.
But thank you very much. Know that we appreciate it. Know that Queenie appreciates it because it's a lot on Queenie to put out this much content. So when we do these, she gets a little bit of a break. And hopefully, we can educate you a little bit on business. And you know what's going on here at WSBK TV 38 Boston. Shout out to Dana and Dan of the original Ask the Manager.
Shout out.
Back in the 70s. So, that being said, Kelsey,
should we get into it?
I know we're going to talk. Yeah, no, let's get right to business.
Here we go.
That's what, right? That's what we were told.
Yeah.
Right. They said on the original Ask the Manager, let's get right to business. I want to talk a little bit about maybe how to view your passions. You might be viewing them. I'm discovering that a lot of my passions I've been viewing in the wrong way.
How funny that you're saying this. Wait till you hear this question.
Okay. And I have to see them in a different way and I have to verbalize them in a different way. Mm. And it's already ruffled feathers of people around me. And I want to talk about that. And I also want to talk about, when we do make changes in our lives for healthier things, you may not always get the reactions you want. And it's not as easy as it seems. It's probably more of a Regular Guy Friday thing. So if we get past the questions, there's just a couple of examples where in Maria's life and my life. Recently I'm working with my old college. I'd like to donate my time with them. So I'm donating some time and some money for some initiatives over there. And you know, one of the women who's a dear friend of mine who works there and is like so dedicated was just talking about that feeling of like, I'm never enough. And, you know, so much is expected out of me. And then she's like, and I try all the self-help books say, protect your boundaries and, you know, start letting people know, hey, can't do this. She's like, but then I get attacked for it. Mm-hmm. And so I brought it up to Maria and we were talking about moments where we try to kind of own our power, but then it ends up blowing up in our face.
Well, that's why people are scared to do it.
So, right. So mm-hmm. we'll hopefully if we don't go over that, then well, this Friday we will.
Dang right.
Okay. So Kelsey, let's get right to your business.
Beautiful. Lindsay.
Excuse me. Business.
Business. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindsay from Connecticut says, how do you discover your passion in life? So it's very funny you just said that because Kevin did not read this question before.
No.
Wait. She's got more to say.
Oh, multi-parts.
Multi-parts. How do you discover your passion in life? I have interest, but I'm looking to find my quote unquote dream career. I have faith that it will come to me at the right time. I'm not worried in the least bit about discovering it. It's just how. Right now I'm focusing on things I enjoy doing and putting my best foot forward every day. Oh. Any tips on manifesting this into existence?
Yeah. Okay. So I have a friend whose child has been a bit of a handful. Mm. And I think this is one of the things that's missing is that she doesn't know what her vocation is. Mm. And I also think that, she doesn't know what her passion is, or so to speak, what this person seems to be saying. And I think that it's hard because we compare ourselves to people who are like, my dream is to be a blank. And then they go and do it. And then you go, oh my God, like how come you get so much energy out of you know, working in healthcare or, you know, whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't. So that's difficult. So we got to like mute that. Then we just got to go back to, you know, what is it that we enjoy doing so much that the time just flies by and we don't even feel as though it's effortless. So our heart is so joyful. Our makes our heart sing. You know, what is that? Just whatever, and take and relax, take work out of it, take making money out of it. Just give me that to begin with. And then from there we go, okay, how do we build from that? So I'll take you back over to AfterBuzz. And you know, when we weren't on hiatus, every year I would give each of the hosts a 1 hour or two meeting where I would, you know, come up with a career plan for them for the year and even 5 years. Very exhausting process. Oh my goodness, 300 kids, you guys. It was like we just start at 7 a.m. We'd finish at 2 a.m. and like they would just slide food under the door and like but it was actually great for me too because I got to know the kids. I got to know what was going on in the company. And I think if more CEOs and founders did this, you know, it would really work out great for everybody. But as I got more experience doing it, you know, when I would ask the questions of the host, you know, I'd say, well, what do you do? Where is your hours going? You know, I ask different questions to get to know them and to kind of see what cards I'm working with. And just, you know, someone might say to me like, I love video games. Okay, well, how much video games are we playing? And they would say, and we'd be honest and break it down. And like, maybe it would be, I don't know, maybe it could be as much as, you know, 25 or 30 hours a week. Wow. Could be, right? Mm-hmm. I said, just be honest with me. It's okay. I'm here to help. I'm not here to judge. Okay. And the old me would say, hey, can you just cut back 10 hours and put it into, here's a great idea. Talk about the Game of Thrones is number one show. Talk about the Game of Thrones. Or you're from Seattle. Great. Do a show on the Seahawks. And then, by the way, this was 10, 12 years ago when no one did this stuff. Mm-hmm. No one did something about the Seahawks, which, shout out to Kelsey Seahawks.
Thank you.
Without my favorite quarterback, and Russell Wilson.
Bye, Russell.
Now he's going to Russell Wilson it for Denver. Ugh, and he's probably going to win a ring.
Whatever.
Just so you know. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't give him what he needed. I'm just saying, you
whatever.
Know.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Okay. So, but then as I got older, I'm like, hey, this is what these people love. Like this is what this person loves and they're so passionate. Okay. So then I would say, well, you're doing 25 hours a week. Can you do 28? And they'd say, what? I mean, yeah, but I'm surprised. I'd say, okay. Let's spend that 3 hours building at that time a podcast around gaming mm-hmm. or around that specific game. Like, let's marry that. But my point is, you know, what is it that makes your heart sing that you just love? The hours just fly by and you don't even know it. And by the way, no judgment. If it's just Netflix, okay, great. So then it's like, we just have to figure out what within that can we turn into a vocation? Mm. Phase one is what makes the heart sing. And then it could be a lot of things. Great. Throw that up on a board. Phase two is what's a vocation that's monetizable based around this kind of passion? And knowing that, you know, some of it might be like starting any business. It's going to be a long shot. So you may have to still work the day job or the, you know, I hope the job isn't sucking your soul, but a lot of those jobs we all took in our 20s, 30s, you know, did suck our souls, but it's a rite of passage. You can scam all you want, but
you gotta work.
So, you know, but in the meantime, you can work on that vocation. So that to me is one way where I help people translate passion into a vocation. And hopefully if people in your life, you can run that by, feel free to follow up with us with more specifics and I'll do what I can. But I think that, you know, one of my friend's child is out of therapy. That's the first thing we're going to do. I'm going to take her on a hike and we're going to, what do you love? Just stop. Just forget all the noise around us. We're out in the woods, we're out in nature. Just tell me what you love. I like smelling flowers. Okay, well, let's figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know? So hopefully that helps.
I love that. Thank you, Kevin.
I was going to add to it. So for what I was going to say about,
yeah,
for me, you know, what makes my heart sing, you know, most of the time is writing. I love writing and I love helping people too. I can't help it, but you know, just before the show, you heard me leaving like two different voice messages, two different talents.
Yeah.
Who are kind of going through a tough spell and like, hey, this is what came to me, or this, mm-hmm. think of this, think of that. And I realized like, I wouldn't be doing that so much if I didn't love it. So I love it, you know? Right. So I probably should, it's always been a more priest-like in a way where I've just done it for free.
Right.
And for nothing, but maybe it's time to think about how I can monetize that gift in a way that I can support my family, take pressure off Maria.
Agreed.
So I'm getting there, but the other thing I love doing is writing. And I'll tell you this, if you're somebody who especially has an art that you take serious and you want to do more with. When I was, you know, starting out in the business, you know, I worked with a lot of these guys who wrote for National Lampoon, Harvard Lampoon, back when it was Lampoon, when it was kind of the end of its run of really cream of the crop writers, brilliant guys. And I remember when they were doing their screenplays or stuff on the side, it was like, what are you doing Saturday? Oh, I'm working. Mm. And in my brain, I'm like, oh, like, you know, are you working on another show? Are you, you know, are you going to work at Home Depot?
Are you right, like, what are you doing?
You know, like, well, I'm writing. And I'd be like, yeah, but that's not work. And for years, I was proud of myself for never seeing it as work. Because I always was like, no, it's fun. Like, you're not working. It's being able to create, make believe. It's stuff we did as little kids. When we wrote stories, or we did. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just adult. This is so fun. Like, this isn't work. And I think that's such a yucky way to look at it.
Interesting.
Decades later, I realized that I was not respecting it as a trade. I was not respecting it as a vocation. In my own way.
Interesting.
And therefore, everyone around me didn't respect it as a vocation.
They're like, oh, he's not working. He doesn't think he's working. So like we can...
You haven't,
interesting.
And right?
And I'm sure no one would respect your time around it, too, then.
No one respected the time around it. And then furthermore, you know, you wonder why that, you know, I came out of in the business like a skyrocket, then went behind the scenes and did all this other stuff with the books and the, you know, the networks and shows. And, you know, and it's fine. But as far as like that pure thing that I love, you know, something that I've not been satisfied with and haven't done enough with because I've treated it as fun. I've treated it as just a hobby. Mm. Like, oh no, that's fun. Like, I'll spend my Saturday. Like,
right.
And so for the first time, and I'm trying to physically get over some limitations I've had since COVID, which I think from what my doctor said, just heightened whatever was going on with me, some mold poisoning, my Hashimoto's, and, you know, candida in the stomach, like a perfect storm going on in my body, probably a tick bite too somewhere in there. And then COVID really heightened it all, but that's supposed to be a good thing because I wouldn't have addressed any of this if it didn't. But as I'm trying to regain my physical strength and cut through brain fog and just kind of figure out what is my new place in this world, I'm trying to do, you know, new things, new patterns. And we've heard that on our show before too, how important that is. New habits, trying new things, learning new things. But even in terms of, you know, I know Maria the other day, she started a new morning ritual where she, you know, she was outside and she was with the trees and like, you know, and I think it's super important. So for me, I was like, hey, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go over to my studio at AfterBuzz and I'm going to act like I have a job there that starts at 9.
Oh, I love
it. It ends at 5 and I'm going to work on this one script. And that was the other thing too. Like I've always been used to just working around the clock until, I don't know, someone pulls me away or I fall asleep. Like I never had an 8-hour day. It was just always, 14, 15, 16 hour, whatever it was. And I'm like, you know, like I have to give myself a break now. An 8-hour day is okay. But so I went over there and I ordered lunch and I worked even, you know, as I'm eating, I'm still working. Mm-hmm. And so around 4:30, I think I was really exhausted. So I meditated and I came home and I told Maria, she said, you know, I said, no, I actually, you know, I think there's a good thing to be able to go over to the office and try to get back into the groove of life, you know, and treat it like, hey, I got to go work. And so I said, so I worked all day. And she said, what'd you do? I said, and either she said, she said, did you write? But the way she said it, and I love Maria, but the way she said it, it was like, you know, she wanted to hear from me. I bounced the checkbook. We're beyond any physical work I do here is like, that's just,
that doesn't count.
The fairies come and do that. They just, like I said, the sink fairies come mm-hmm. and do the dishes and the dish fairy comes and the construction fairy, no, so it's all the frog eating stuff. Mm. And I just said, no, I was working. I had work to do on a screenplay. I didn't say it like that, but I said it nicer. But I said, no, and I'm going to talk to her about it, by the way, when I get her at a good place to say, hey, this is my work. And if this is going to be, you know, something that someone's going to have to put up hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to have made, I can't think of anything more real than that. Mm-hmm. So, as far as work goes. So this is not play, it's work. And I'm going to make that shift. But forever, it was just, it's play, it's fun.
I'll do a little time here, a little time there. I was the Kelsey Meyer.
I would be dedicated, you know, when I would write. I just haven't done it in 10 years because mm-hmm. I was too busy with brain tumors and keeping everyone alive and dealing with, you know, the world falling apart. You know, it was just too much. But when I did it, I would do it, but I never considered it work. It was always like, oh, how fun mm-hmm. that I get to like, you know, if Maria, let's say, had to go away and work for Saturday and Sunday, I would just go 48 straight hours and write. Oh, how fun. But never looking at it like I worked today. And then also, you know, doing it more in those increments, maybe an 8-hour day. But I know a lot of writers, it's like 3 hours a day or 2 hours a day every morning and that's it. But that goes back to when we've said this in early episodes. Scheduling your life. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. But I really just want to share that with you because maybe you do have things in your own life that are important to you. Maybe you're painting. One day you want to sell them. Maybe you're designing clothes and someday you want to sell them. Right now you're just giving them away to friends and all that. But, you know, maybe it's time to say, no, I'm working to yourself and to everyone around you.
I love that.
And put that into the universe because then it's more real. It becomes monetizable. I know. It's a recent breakthrough. I want to share it with you guys, and I hope it helps.
I like that a lot.
I love that.
Let's take a break, children, and then we will come back. And Kelsey, can you tease a couple of these subjects that we're going to go over?
God, I'm so bad at teasing. This one's really
good. The cure for rectal itch.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. No, this one's really good. How do you differentiate when you're, in this industry, you're always on clock. How do you differentiate work time, time to yourself, and time with your loved ones? I really like that one. That's a good one. Yeah, so lots are coming up, everybody.
All right. Well, you guys, we'll be right back.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com or on Instagram @bettertogetherwithmaria. For an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript of today's show, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, PO Box 311, Encino, California 91316. And now, back to Ask the Manager. Stay crisp, Queens.
Always crisp.
Always crisp.
By the way, Pooja, extra crisp on this Monday. You guys.
Oh, yeah? Super crispy.
I'm going to remind you, clean slate.
That's right.
Oh, fresh new set of scams that we can put into play this week.
Hell,
very
yeah.
Exciting.
Sure
is. Monday is the new Wednesday.
Woo!
Okay. Kelsey Alexandra Meyer.
Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
So, this is from Mason from Kentucky. Because in this industry, you're always on the clock, Kev. How do you differentiate work time, time to yourself, and time with your loved ones? It's a tough one, man.
It's not that I hide. It's that I'm smart. I'm like a snake, baby. I move and groove.
Perfect. Answer done.
You know, I don't know. Sometimes we overthink that stuff. Listen, Maria and I, it's 24, 25 years together, and I think as long as you guys are growing individually and together and taking the temperature of the relationship every now and again and putting your time in, you'll be fine. I think, you know, for us, I mean, being a codependent, I don't know any other way to not have the business and personal come together. You know, I'm such a passionate person about the business we're in business in general, entrepreneurship. So, you know, a lot of Maria and I's like time it would be talking about that stuff. And, you know, it would have been nice if probably cut back on some of it. Mm-hmm. But then again, we ended up okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
We here. Started at the bottom and what?
Now we here.
So, you know, every couple's different. I know other couples who are like, we go to dinner and what happened at his office, what happened at my office, never comes up. And okay. Or maybe they work together and they still don't bring it up. To each their own. But this business was high pressure and really hard. And it required a partner that was a sounding board and that was moving and grooving like a snake behind the scenes. And, you know, so I don't know. I think for me, whatever your passions are in business, I think you should be there for one another and help one another and share and exchange. But I think when this is a tough one, because I have someone dealing with this right now with who's going through a real tough, something really hard, dealing with a narcissist, being terrorized, and the partner, I'm actually being called to work with the partner because my friend, who's the one who's being directly victimized, he's actually in a good state where he's learned how to compartmentalize and be like, okay, that's over here. What is being done to me? There's a shelf life. You know, it's years, but there is a shelf life. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm going to be free of it. And I get it where this person torturing me, I need to minimize how much they're torturing me. And for me to now take up all my free time crying with my partner, complaining with my partner, the two of us just pulling our hairs out of our head about the injustice and how bad we're being screwed. Now we go back to being, now we're double what?
Loser.
We're double losers. Yeah. We're losers because, we're not losers, but we're losing because we're being beat up by the narcissist. But now we're double losing because we're letting them own our free time.
Both of our
With our loved ones. And he gets it, but she doesn't. And I understand, I empathize with her because that would be me with Maria. Where I just felt so bad for what she was dealing with. And I'd be like, oh my God, I can't, you know, what are we going to do? And my whole way was never to, it was always to just find a way to, you know, dodge them, be a snake baby and move and groove, but then build more things outside of them business-wise so we wouldn't need them.
Right.
Which is why we...
When? Move and groove.
Start at the bottom. And
oh, now we're here.
We're here. But if you think, we just had this moment, this Maria and I at the coffee shop this morning. Everything she's doing is pretty independent. And I remember saying, like, listen, I'm looking for partners. I'm no longer looking for bosses. Mm. You know, you want a partner. You want someone who's going to build your business and help you with your dreams and goals. Maria and I are those people. But I'm done, like, I'm done with bosses. You want to be a leader, I'm in. You're going to be a boss to literally the greatest entertainment host this business has ever seen, reinvented the position, and you're going to treat her like she's dirt? I don't think so. But anyway, I digress. What I'm saying is, but then I just would say, I obsessed about, okay, got to get more exposure, got to work on all the things, got to build afterwards, build your own network, then we're going to build your own show, which 12 years ago I started this show and then, you know, halted because poor Maria just didn't have the strength, and I don't blame her because she was taking such a beating, didn't have the coping tools to deal with it. Now she does. But we're at a place now of freedom and independence and breathing because I did obsess. Mm. But looking back, probably 25 or 30% less I could have done. So I have this one other friend, and I'm trying to say that to the friend's wife. Like, listen, you know, like every time you guys are just bogged down by all the negative stuff going on in his business life because of this narcissist, it's like the narcissist is just winning. Like, it's, you know, take that time and enjoy yourselves. So I think you have to be able to regulate yourself where, okay, is this conversation we're having constructive? Because if it's a constructive conversation about the business that has to take place, it needs to take place.
Right.
If you're going to go like, if you're going to like go tell a boss to F off and listen, I've seen people do this and blow like 15 years of hard work or what, you know, you need that partner who goes, no, this is what you do. Well, let's figure it out together. Mm-hmm. That's constructive. Or if it's like, hey, I have a chance to, they're going to give me a raise, but I could also have a severance and a leave of absence and I want to leave absence. Okay, constructive. But when it becomes the same thing you're complaining about over and over and over again, someone in the team has to go, time. Okay, this is literally the same conversation we keep having. And Marie and I did that a lot. Because just the beatings just wouldn't stop. And I wish we could have compartmentalized it. We were younger and we didn't know any better. I wish we could have just compartmentalized and said, hey, that happens there, but what happens over here is different. Mm. It was just hard because the people we were dealing with were relentless. I mean, our free time, they were terrorizing us. Like, it was just every part of your being. And then with Maria, thinking about, like, how do I have to support my parents? I can't do what other people do and just say, quit.
Right.
So it's tricky. So I think that if the conversations are constructive in getting you ahead, you know what? I'm for it. Anything past that though? Mm. No, I'm out.
What about working in that time for yourself?
Well, I think if you go back to scheduling, that's something you can schedule. That's my me time. Like Francisco works for me. He said, no, Kevin, stick, you know, his Sunday or he goes and plays handball. He's like, it's me time. Mm-hmm. I said, I mm-hmm. love it. Good for you, Francisco.
Yeah.
Or Maria when she meditates. She's like, nope, mm-hmm. I'm out. Like,
people, you know, respect that. I think we're always scared that they're not going to.
Well,
but
sometimes they don't. That's mm-hmm. what makes it hard. It takes me back to my original thing that I was saying. This is my, you know, one of my friends who was saying, I tried to create boundaries.
Right.
So it takes us right into this. And then
they're good people respect it.
And then
it.
I was yeah. shamed for it.
Mm. Yeah.
And then Maria was mentioning one very dear friend. I can't tell you how many people, you know, for all the amazing, wonderful people while Lisa was sick. Mm. I can't tell you guys how many people were like, can you just, oh, your mom's, I'm so sorry about your mom, like only having 3 days.
Can you make this quick video?
Can you make this quick video?
Yeah.
That's going to bring me another subject too, guys. About that 2 minutes, that hour, it's just a. Remind me, will you flag that? It's just a. Write that down because I meant to bring that up on a regular Friday, but it does tie into business.
Yeah.
How many times have people with Maria were like, it's just 2 minute video. Just do it. And Maria's like, okay, it's not just a. I have to get hair and makeup ready, present myself in a way. Then I'm like, this is how I feed my family. So I'm going to like promote your wares. Which is going to take me out of so many categories for other things. Like, but also like, I just can't get there. I'm like literally crying every other minute, and every minute with my mom is precious right now. And if I have 2 minutes, you know, I just might want to like lie in the grass and look up at the sky or say whatever the case is. And it's never just a, but I'll get into that in a second. But I can't tell you how many people were like, F you. Like really good friends, you guys. Like two or three really, really good friends. And Maria held her boundaries in that moment. And that was it. Ended the friendship.
Wow.
Yeah.
The friendship. And these were good people. I think you have to say bye, B. As Kelsey would say, you have, you know, and I think your life, sure, ultimately it's gotta be better without those people, but it does. Me and I would share the chains, and I was telling Maria, I said, you know, in business, there was a celebrity who needed my help building a studio, and it ended up being like a giant, giant studio. I'm like, oh my God, like I can't, you know, physically do this. So I said, hey, I said, okay, for once I'm actually going to create some boundaries. I said, okay, listen, I'll pay you. Like, what are you going to pay me, dude? $5,000-$10,000 Bill Maher just built a small studio. Check out his show. It's pretty good.
It's good.
Club Random. And we have friends working on it now. It was $250,000 for a tiny space. Oh. And I made Steven, made them all see. Okay, now do you think?
$250,000
Now do I have your attention? Yeah. Wow. And the lighting, no offense, the lighting on the subjects, not good.
Wow.
I could. So this was a studio that was going to be about 10 times that size. I'm like, you see where I live? What, you know, what am I, like, it's not worth it for me. And I'm sorry if like I can do it all alone, mm-hmm. where usually it takes, you need a lighting, a set designer, you need a construction worker, you need an audio guy. Like, yeah. Steven and I are the ones that know how to do everything. And now I've taught Steven everything, but Steven, I have him monetizing it. So when I say, yeah, I got somebody, and guess what? It won't cost you $250, but you are going to pay, and you will be grateful because Steven's the only one other than me that can do it all. And now it's working out for Steven, which is great. But I said to this person, I go, here's the deal. Let me take your one show. Let me build this studio. Let me use, and by the way, my IP, my intellectual property for some of my systems has still not been replicated. Ways in which you can make production for pennies on the dollar. And I'm very proud of that. And it took me years to develop it. And I'm like, okay, I'll make it so you can have a one-man band here, but you can not just produce your podcast, you can produce multiple podcasts. So we can turn this into a network. Mm-hmm. I said, here's what I want. Everything over what you're currently making, give me 5%. Like a brand manager or rep. I said, I will, but I'm not just going to build it and walk away. I'll build this studio.
And help throughout.
And I will, yes, and I'll continue. I'll produce all those other shows. I want you to win. Mm-hmm. And we'll win together. Mm-hmm. 5%.
That's nothing.
You're giving your agents who are doing nothing for you.
20.
When I say so offended, yeah, that was it.
Wow.
How could you do this to me? And I'm like, and then I remember saying, okay, well, just can you just put the Tomorrow Show on your page then?
Yeah.
Do that. Put the, well, I was doing the Tomorrow Show at the time. I go, put it on your page. Public, no. I go, we get press every week. I said, so your network now will get press all over the world. Mm-hmm. No, my fans are... But wow. And then like I was the bad guy. In fact, see, now as I talk, like I might knock this guy out too when I see him.
What's interesting.
But no, love and compassion. Love and compassion. Love and compassion.
I've never heard the story.
As I verbalize
crazy.
It. Oh, yeah. Please, Roxy was beside herself.
Oh my God.
You know, little Roxy, crazy. My little pit bull. She was so mad.
She was about ready to tear some
shit. Being used by people. But and then so
but that's it. It's like so you try and put boundaries.
So this is what's hard yeah. And I understand that.
Yeah, I get it.
All I can say is I think you got to stay the course. Meaning, I think you got to stay the course and hold those boundaries ultimately, but just know that it doesn't always go, hey, I put those boundaries up. Like we always hear, at least on Better Together, I put those boundaries up and then everyone respected me. And it doesn't always go that way.
But it's kind of like, okay, do you even want those relationships in your life if they weren't, if that's how they're going to act? Maybe it's like a silver lining is you got rid of someone.
I'm sure in the long run it is.
But it's that initial.
But when I think of, like, first of all, business-wise, and by the way, the guy followed the program I gave him, mm-hmm. built a network, and now, you know, it's making millions.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory, and with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
But it still, you know, would have been nice to have proximity and be adjacent to this business. And for Maria, the two people she was talking about were like really good friends, like good friends to have. And we were good friends back. But I just, how did they not understand in that moment?
I know.
And both of them are either, both of them are super close to their own children and have dogs, you know, or close to the mothers or both. Like, how do you not empathize with what Marie's going through? I remember I had someone else too hammering me. And I was actually going back and forth, like, oh, how come the website, and I'm like going back and forth trying to explain why the website was down over at AfterBuzz. Oh, and I'm like this and that. And you know, and I remember like, it was Leitz's last day. It was the day before her last day, because the last day was early in the morning. So we're down to like the last 12 hours.
Yeah.
And we're holding her hand and we're sitting there and just, you know, giving her love. And I'm going back and forth with this person. It's like, and when I tell you, like, this person would have no career if it wasn't for me. Sorry to say that, but everything that person has, and you know, Kelsey, was based on what I help build mm-hmm. for them the path that I saw. You know, again, don't want anything in return, but don't come at me either.
At me, yeah.
And so I remember just walking out. I just bawled my eyes out to Stephen. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, Stephen, what the hell? Because Stephen knows the people. And I said, Stephen, like, why is the universe saying to me? I'm like, I'm trying to give Lisa safe passage. Like, you know, the second in mother, in my other mother, not my second mother. That's a disrespect to Lisa. My other mother is leaving. I'm like, I'm heartbroken. And the person knows it. And I'm being trash. And Stephen's like, you know what, Kevin? F them, forget them. Don't you remember X, Y, and Z, how selfish they are? Just, that's it. And I wrote back and I said, thank you, Stephen. He really helped me through my tears. And I wrote back and I said, you know what? Leitz is dying. I think I'm just going to get back to holding her hand. And that was it. And that loss I don't lament because that was a good one. But the other ones were hard losses. So, yeah. You know, I think ultimately, you have to put up those boundaries, but you do have to know that you might have to pay a little bit of a price.
Well, I think too, it's like,
but what price is worse? I wonder, right. Is no boundaries, is that going to make you physically ill, shorten your life?
Yeah.
Or is losing some people, like I know people were, you know, is losing those other people.
Well, it's hard too, because then you just carry so much shame either way, right? Mm-hmm. You lose those people and you're like, oh, shoot, maybe I was in the wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. And it's just kind of, I don't know. So, yes, I agree.
But I think ultimately you got your boundaries, because boundaries you need anyway in your daily life, no matter what. And exercising them, it's like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the bigger and stronger the muscle gets.
It's hard.
So, I think ultimately you've got to go for put up the boundaries, but know that there's a little bit of a flashback that that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. It's going to hurt, and it might still hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, just try to send empathy, I think, and forgiveness to those people for being like that. Like, hey, they don't know. Or maybe they don't have that connection with their parents to know.
Yeah.
Or maybe they haven't lost a loved one to understand, and they're on their journey. Mm-hmm. But
they're narcissistic and have no idea.
Yeah. and by the way, even their narcissism, where did that come from?
True.
You know, where did that come from? And just try. And again, it's hard for me to do this, but I'm at my best when I do try and I send good energy and light their way, but without violating my boundaries.
Right.
And I think, and there's that whole, it's just an hour. It's just a week. It's just a this. It's just a that. Like, you'll hear that. No, it's not just a, you know, I have some friends, I'm constantly having a kids, children of friends want time, you know, coaching sessions and business plans for Hollywood, whatever. And, you know, and it feels like it's just an hour, but it's not.
It's
like,
lot.
I'm just not in the mindset, because I know it's a big tax of me, because I don't know how to just have a light conversation. I have to be like, okay, you know, it's just how I do it. And it's not just a, you know, it's not just a, mm-mm. Right, Kelsey? Like, you know what I mean? But people try to minimize that and go, just a, like, it's not just a.
Just a. Well, I think it's, Pooja and I were actually talking about the word just the other day and how much we use it to play things down, even like females in emails. Hey, just checking it. Like, no,
right.
You don't need
you don't
to say just.
Someone.
Right. So there's so many elements. When you brought up the just, I was like, oh, that's funny.
Well, okay,
because
here's the thing. Let's talk about that. Ask the Manager Monday.
Let's talk about
this, because we get into business.
Mm-hmm.
So on your personal level, you don't need to say, hey, just.
Yeah.
But remember, in business.
Mm. You do?
Well, here's why. Because remember, in business, you're trying to get the ball over the goal line, let's say, or you're trying to, you may want a response from that person, mm-hmm. correct?
You're right.
So you have to word it in a way that gets you what you need.
But no
attachment. Meaning you don't really mean, hey, just like you're all afraid.
Right.
You're just doing it so they think you're respectful.
You're not overextended.
Yeah. So you don't have to get so studad. You don't have to get so crazy about it. And I always say, like, that there's a difference between how we conduct ourselves personally with business. So Maria's friend Alyssa was here the other day and she took home a book on how to break up with friends. and I said, right?
It was shout out Aaron Falconer.
Right. But I said to her, I go, okay, so I've walked her to the Uber and I said, okay, real quick. God, and I always give her the quick, like, 30 seconds with her to set her correctly. And I said, Alyssa, you can read the book or whatever. It's fine.
Or whatever.
But no, read the book because I'm sure it's a good book. But if they're not your friends anymore in your heart, then you don't have to do some kind of official breakup. Mm. You just become less and less available.
Shovel off the bucket.
Yeah, I don't need to hurt them. And because they're not your friend anymore in your brain, if you're really breaking up with them in your mind, they're not your friend, so you don't really owe them truth and integrity. Mm. So same with the person you're doing business with. Like, you don't, don't take it far enough to say, okay, we want to lie in business. But my point is, like, you just need to accomplish your goal in a way that's ethical.
Yeah.
So if you have to say, oh, hey, just a reminder, because you know the person on the other end is a reactionary kook, which has nothing to do with your business, and takes it as being rude, then you do it. It's okay. But you don't really feel it. Mm-hmm. You don't really feel like, oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not on eggshells. I just know that this is how I have to talk to you because you're a crazy person.
I like that.
Or because you have your issues. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of times, you know, you've seen
me. So it's like you don't need to adopt it.
You've seen me have some exchange with people.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, how come you're being like so nice? Or I'm like, because I know what they are. Mm-hmm. And I know who I am.
Yeah.
So.
I like that.
It doesn't matter if they're good. If they see me for being scared a week, great. Mm-hmm. Can we just get this done?
But like you said, you don't need to own it.
I don't need to own it that I'm scared and weak. Right. No, I'm not.
Because that's where...
By the way, as I've gotten older, when I got more confident with my physical fighting ability, I can't tell you how many times I backed down to fights. Or even it was a couple times I take a punch to the face.
Because you knew you could do it.
I saw it in Big Joe all the time. Mm. He just wasn't afraid of anyone because he just knew.
Right.
He was
like, whatever.
I don't give a fuck. You know? he was like, whatever. You know, because I knew. Mm-hmm. Like, I know who I am. And I understand, or like if they're in front of their kids,
Maria just texted me, Kev has a Zoom right now. He's 5 minutes late, please tell him.
He's 5 minutes late for Zoom. Well, we're going to just put a pin in this edition of Ask the Manager Monday.
We got some good questions in.
We did.
Yeah, and, I think rapper.
I'm going to get on my Zoom call.
Amazing.
And you know what? Can you take us out of here, Poochie Pooch?
Yeah. Have a great week, you guys. We're putting a pin in Jesta.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you guys can probably take it from there.
Right? Yeah, I thought that was great.
We out, right?
We out. Here goes our girl.
On behalf of associate producer Pooja Nair and the rest of BT staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Ask the Manager Mondays. Be sure to send your questions to info@bettertogetherwithmaria.com. or on Instagram @bettertogetherwithmaria for an 8x10 personalized signed photo or transcript of today's show. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope, care of Ask the Manager, 17328 Ventura Boulevard, PO Box 311, Encino, California 91316. Stay crisp, Queens.